rock and roll.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got the second part of our weekend show for you coming up next. So grab your beer, get ready to pogo. Here's the part of things. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Now, let's see. You know, we did a show yesterday. I don't usually do shows on back-to-back days, but schedule has just been a pain in the dick lately. And my one daughter, Ava, mad sick. She's passed out right now. Mad sick. High fever, throwing up. Fucking Jess is just chilling down there right now. So I came up, it's the middle of Sunday, and I had to get, you know, I had to get the second dose of Pogo in for the weekend. So we're going to come hang out up here. And I guess the only thing really can talk about, all I pretty much did from the end of the last Pogo to the start of this Pogo was watch movies. So we'll have to talk about some of the movies I watched this weekend, and all pretty killer, awesome, cool movies. And let's get to some more music before we get into that little discussion. Here's coming.
I may have f***ed up here.
Coming off of Raised Better Than This, here's the Potato Pirates with Thinking About Drinking.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting.
Shed its grace on me. And why is it when I give the
my bed. The only other option I could see is death.
Why won't luck get its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. Cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe.
All right, that was the Potato Pirates, and you guys can catch them at Fuck You We Rule this summer. We talked a lot about Fuck You We Rule on the last show, and we're definitely doing this. And we got that crusty fuck Josh coming along with me and the lovely rude girl Jessica, and we're gonna head down to Oklahoma. It looks like the flight we're gonna take is gonna leave on Friday. Get us there before the show, check into our hotel, start the party going, and just going to have a nice little weekend of debauchery. Going to stay for all 3 days, I guess leave sometime on Monday, and fucking probably go to work on Tuesday, to be honest. But definitely going to be a fun time. We're definitely, Josh was the one who said it, we're definitely bringing some video cameras and going to get some vlogs of this going on. At minimal, some vlogs. There will be some video footage from us and the experiences we will come across have at Fuck You We Rule OK 2018 going down in Oklahoma on the kicks off June 29th, I think. So looking forward to that for sure. But I said we were going to talk a little bit about some of the movies that I watched this weekend. I watched three of them, two that I've seen 100 times, that being Eurotrip. We got Eurotrip in there yesterday, and with some Scotty Doesn't Know. And we got Scott Pilgrim, which would definitely, I love the Scott Pilgrim movie. I don't know why. I love the whole way it's shot and the fucking, like, the Batman style, pow, boom, like when they're fighting. Love it. But the first movie we actually watched yesterday was Bomb City. Now, Bomb City, that just came out, and you guys can get it on Amazon Prime. It's like $6 to rent, or fucking maybe $12 to buy. Definitely worth it. Now, what Bomb City is about is, I'm trying to get to a page that gives me some more specific details, but I remember reading about this, about the punk rock kid who got killed in Texas for basically just being a punk rocker by a bunch of jocks. Now, they made a movie about this. The dude who made it is Jameson Brooks, and is he in the movie? No, he's not in the movie, but Jameson Brooks made the movie, directed it, wrote it. It's his fucking movie. And, you know, it's a really good movie. Of course, it's insanely sad, but it's a really good movie. There's some awesome things in there, like, I don't know, like Blank 77 is like the whole fucking soundtrack, so, you know, that can sell me right there. It's pretty much Blank 77 and the Subhumans are the whole soundtrack on this movie. Now, I know that the kid Brian was a big fan of those bands, and I guess that's why they're in there so much, but Tanked and Pogoed album, they play like 3 or 4 songs. They play basically the B-side. They play fucking Suburbia, I Want to Be a Punk, Hit and Run, and then I also heard Fuck Halloween in there when they're at like a party or some shit. They're playing Fuck Halloween. It's pretty awesome. Also, just in the movie, you know what I'm saying? There's cool things like fucking like Defiance patches and shit like that. I love anytime I see some punk rock on the big screen. Some people hate that shit. I think you're a moron if you hate it. I fucking love that. Not that I want to see fucking Johnny Rotten doing fucking infomercials for kitchen supplies. That is not what I'm saying. But, like, this movie clearly depicted a lot of things that, like, in the punk rock culture. Like, it did. It captured it very well. At least I thought so. The story is a true story. It's insanely sad. It's a really great movie. You guys should definitely support it. Definitely give it some views or whatever. I'll go watch it again. I think it's pretty kick-ass. And once again, it's called Bomb City. I think it came out on Amazon Prime yesterday, I think. And it says the movie came out in 2017. I'm pretty sure it came out on Amazon Prime yesterday. Go check that shit out. And, I mean, it's also on, like, some of those pirated movie things, like on Kodi and, like, Convent and Exodus and things like that. Not that you should be stealing from the punk rock scene, but just saying. You can find it there, too. So just go check out the movie Bomb City. And the first song that I heard that I'm positive was even in there by The Blanks in there was Suburbia, which is one of my all-time favorite songs by them, coming off my favorite album by Blanks, Tanked and Pogoed. Here's Suburbia. That was Blank 77 on Pogo City motherfucking radio. So like I said, go look for that movie, Bomb City. I'll see if I not that I have a link to the movie, but like I'll get you a link to something about the movie, like the IMBD or some shit like that. I'll put that in the description of this fucking episode. So click it and then you can navigate your way from there to actually find a way to watch the movie, which is definitely worth watching. But like I want to talk about Scott Pilgrim, right? Because I can't decide if it's lame or not how much I like really love the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Now for people who don't know what I'm talking about, you know, came out 2010. Scott Pilgrim must defeat his new girlfriend's 7 evil exes in order to win her heart. And you know, know, Scott Pilgrim's in like this like indie band type thing. It's Michael Cera who plays Scott Pilgrim, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm in love with the chick that plays his love interest in the movie. But it turns into like a video game comic book thing, and he's got to like kill all these like super powered fucking ex boyfriends that she has, and fucking they get into these like awesome Clockwork Orange fucking fantasy fights where people go flying through the air, and there's like pow and zoom. I fucking love the way that movie is edited for some reason. And I really enjoy the soundtrack. I like a lot of the music that they play in it. It sounds cool. But I love the distorted bass, of course. Scott Pilgrim playing that fucking Rickenbacker all movie long. Like a fucking Rickenbacker. What is that? Like a $4,000 bass? Like stock? Do you know what I'm saying? Like ridiculous. But yeah, definitely watch Scott Pilgrim. Then Jessica wanted to watch Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. And I didn't. We didn't watch that one. Nah. Another Michael Cera movie. A little bit more mushy than Scott Pilgrim, but still. I think Scott Pilgrim kicks ass. So go check out that movie if you haven't for some dumb reason. Now, I guess the real question is, what track should I throw out there to you guys next? Why don't we go with some Rancid? You know, let's see. Let's find. There's such a big selection, and I like a lot of Rancid songs, and I hate a lot of Rancid songs. So let's find one that I really want to play. Should we do one of my favorites, that being Rats in the Hallway, go some old school? Let's do some old school Rancid and come with Rats in the Hallway, coming off the first album, right? Yeah, the one with the gun. We'll just call it the one with the gun. Here's Rancid now, Pogo City Radio. Rancid on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Now, I got to remind you guys to go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
PogoCityRadio.com. Hit us up on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, fucking Facebook. You know what I mean? I think that there's definitely a Pogo City Twitter. I think things get auto-posted to it. I know I made one back in the day. I'm sure it's still in existence. But So maybe not, don't use that one. But go to the Facebook and definitely the Podbean, iTunes, leave us comments. I love talking to people. If you can't tell, I just sit up here plenty of times for hours, hour increments, just talking to myself. So please give me someone to talk to. And you can do that, Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. Give us a share. Tell people we kick ass. It's totally cool. It's totally cool. You guys kick ass. We kick ass. It's a match made in heaven. So, yeah, do all that shit. Make sure you go back. Check out the archives, some of the interviews. There's some awesome-ass shit on there. Awesome-ass shit on there. There's also some embarrassing shit on there, so look out for that. Like, you guys can find some of that, too. You know what I mean? A little yin and yang. All right, let's get to Roger Merritt and the Disasters with Kiss Kiss Kill Kill. All right, that was Roger Merritt and the Disasters. Let's just keep the tunes rolling right along. We were talking about Bomb City, Blanks being on the soundtrack. So are the Subhumans. And you know, of course, this song is in the movie. Here's Mickey Mouse is Dead.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head. Because people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality. Analyze the laughs, because pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they have to take it seriously. Change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate. Mickey Mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen. But the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mummy's got no money and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail. No. The kids out in the road, their minds have all got cold. Cause Mickey Mouse is dead, they shot him through the head. With ignorance and scorn, they think there's something new. They read the papers, watched the films and thought they knew the truth. Reality deceives, no matter what you believe. There's always another idea, and there's this personal fear. The fear of being sus for what they really are. The fear of being laughter when they go too far. And no one is, except not even you.
Mickey Mouse is dead. Take that, you Nazi fuck Walt Disney. But honestly, now, like, I might say this is funny, but I don't mean it's funny. It's just, like, shocking and, like, oh, my God. But you have got to Google fucking the band Donald Duck cartoon. All right, Donald Duck. Now, first of all, for my first Halloween, I was Phil Simms, all right, New York Giants quarterback, all right? And for my second Halloween, I was Donald Duck. I'm not a big fucking Disney person, or never was I, but I did like Donald Duck. I thought Donald Duck was cool. He didn't wear any pants, and he had a cool voice, and he was pissed off all the time. Kind of like that. But there's the band episode of Donald Duck where he is a Nazi. And when I say he's a Nazi, I don't mean he's being mean to people. I mean he's marching around Zig Heiling with swastika armbands on him. Now, this is a real Disney cartoon with him talking about the things he does for his Führer, and he works at the factory making bullets and bombs for his Führer, and all this, like, God bless the Führer, but I don't know Nazi rhetoric, really. But it's got plenty of Nazi rhetoric in there. And Donald Duck working for Hitler just as a not even a German, like a German, I don't even remember. He is just, you know, just talking about the Führer and Zig Heiling and making bombs. And, you know, I'd have to imagine killing Jews. So, yeah, Walt Disney, definitely. Definitely a Nazi. And I'm telling you, Google banned Donald Duck cartoon. I'm not making any of this up. And it's definitely real. And you will be like, what the fuck? You're going to think it's a joke at first. And it is like a normal cartoon. There is funny parts to it. Like, you know, when he goes off, his alarm goes off and he's all like, what the fuck? And he's acting all like Donald and pissed off. And then out of nowhere, you know, he's in, you know, Nazi Germany and he's a Nazi. And it's fucking crazy. So, go look that shit up because it is really insane. A lot of pop culture. Is Donald Duck pop culture reference? I don't know. But I was telling you about that fucking David Bowie post I made on Facebook the other day about what the fuck is it? Ground Control to Major Tom being one of the worst songs ever made. It also spawned up some debate about Iggy Pop and the Stooges, who I love. So we're gonna play some Iggy Pop and the Stooges. And since we've been talking about pop culture and movies, we're gonna play one of the Stooges songs off the SLC Punk soundtrack. Of course, you know it's real Stooges. I'm talking about 1969. Now, a lot of people don't like SLC Punk. I think you're just too cool then. The movie's fucking funny. Like, let's be real. There's some funny-ass shit in that movie, including this scene when the kid accidentally takes Devin Sua, accidentally takes, what, like 100 hits of acid dissolve into his leg, and then 1969 starts playing, and he thinks he's seeing Jesus and floating on water. How the fuck is that not funny? How am I a clown? Do I amuse you? Yeah, but how the fuck is that not funny? So here's the Stooges with 1969. Nice long intro. Give me a chance to take a piss too.
All right. Well, it's 1969, okay. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. All across the USA. It's another year for me and you.
gonna do? And it's 1969. And it's 1969. And it's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969,
right? That was Iggy Pop and the Stooges with Pogo City Radio. No, that was not. That was Iggy Pop and the Stooges with 1969 on Pogo City Radio.
I may have f***ed up here.
And yeah, I swear to God, I only fuck up so I can press that button.
Rickety, rickety,
wrecked, son!
And maybe it's because I'm rickety, rickety, wrecked most of the time, too. But this is really turning into a movie pogo or some shit. So I'm just going to keep going with that theme because it just helps me think of songs to play. So the track listing doesn't get too stale. So since we're talking all about movies, another one of my all-time favorite movies. Definitely one of my all-time favorite movies. I'd have to say my top three, and this could probably change in 2 minutes. American History X, all right? Fucking Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, and you gotta throw Goodfellas in there. All right, so we'll say four. All right, so I can't narrow it any more down than those four. All right, but this Onward to Mayhem here being taken from Fight Club. Onward to Mayhem coming out of the Twin Cities, I don't remember, in the early 2000s sometime. I don't think they're together anymore. And they had a couple 7-inches. I had one of the self-released, one of the more popular ones. I had this record on, I think it was like some weird numbered copy. It was like 1 of 70. It was on like purple speckled vinyl or some shit. And this track, Televisionary, starts out with Brad Pitt, one of his little monologues in fucking Fight Club, and I love it. It's awesome. Onward to Mayhem, the title taken from Project Mayhem, what Fight Club eventually turns into when they start doing their little fucking missions and homework and shit like that. But yeah, so plenty of movies for you guys to watch today, especially for you football fans that know there's no more football. I know there's not too many of you, but yeah, definitely go watch Fight Club. Why the fuck not? Let's get to Onward to Mayhem now with Televisionary.
Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war. No great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
I am rock and roll. abuse and shit talk.
All right, now talking about my favorite movies, how I've possibly gone this long talking about favorite movies and not talking about a movie that I used to watch like 3-4 times a week in high school. And Sean Bedlam knows where I'm going with this. All the Bedlam band practices would be fucking us playing 3 songs and then being like, fuck it, let's go like smoke some pot and watch Clockwork. So if we're going to talk about movies that Andrew loves, there's no way A Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick, wouldn't come up. And I mean, it would be awesome, right? I'd be wearing my lower class brat shirts. I had plenty of lower class brat shirts in high school. Be wearing like my ultra violence lower class brat shirt, which is basically the cover of Clockwork Orange. But instead of Alex having the knife, he's got like the beer mug. You know what I'm saying? His arm's a little bit more ripply as well. But fucking, I remember wearing that shirt in school and having English teachers stop me and being like, do you know the significance of that shirt? And I'd be like, hell yeah. Yeah, I know the significance of that shirt. And then we'd go on to like a half hour long discussion about A Clockwork Orange and like talking about the books and shit. Like, it would be insane. Like, teachers, and they'd be like, and then they'd ask me like why I was wearing the shirt. And then like I'd get to like, some people bring the good news of Jesus Christ. I would bring the good news of punk rock then. It would be my paving the way to talk to them about the lower class brats. But yeah. So God, I have no life. Right. So sticking with our movie themed tracks, here's the Lower Class Brats with Ultra Violence. Now wait a second, Andrew, wait a second, let's see if we can get the version, the fucking single version, and we can get it with Alex with the parts stolen from the movie with the little voiceover sound clips, because you guys know I love my fucking...
Who the fuck do you think you're talking about?
I love my sound bites. Speaking of that, I think I might have to watch Taxi Driver today. If my kid stays asleep long enough, I'm watching Robert De Niro Taxi Driver today. Shit's fucking awesome. And what fucking song was I going to play? I am such a fucking dumbass. All right, here's the Lower Class Brats, Ultra Violence.
There was me, that is Alex, and my 3 droogs, that is Pete, Georgie, and Dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar, trying to make up our Razoo Docs what to do with the evening.
Hey,
All right, that was the Lower Class Brats doing Ultraviolence, obviously coming from Clockwork Orange. Now, we were talking earlier about Eurotrip, which is not really a sequel, but like the next one, we'll call spinoff maybe of Road Trip. But Eurotrip, we're talking about Eurotrip. And all right. Well, when they're in the whatever country, I guess they're in England because they're with Vinny, that actor guy, Manchester United. He always plays like a skinhead and fucking they're with him and they're going to a Manchester United game. And with a bunch of soccer hooligans, they're all skinheads. And it's one of the best parts in the movie for sure. And of course, the song that comes on is The Business, England 5, Germany 1. And also, you do get a couple seconds later into the movie, after that song ends, they start playing Guinness Boys by The Business as well. So that's we're going to do England 5, Germany 1 up next because of this whole fucking movie theme, and I watched Eurotrip, and this song is in it. So there you go, England 5, Germany 1, The Business on
Pogo City Radio.
Right, The Business on Pogo City Radio. Now, you know, I don't know if we can do it all show. It kind of came to me, and I'm having tracks pissed, any tracks planned out. So we're going to, my concentration is broken. Jessica and the healthier of my two children, Sheena, are up here. Sheena doesn't have quite the vocabulary. No. Sheena doesn't have quite the vocabulary skills Ava does just yet. Sheena's just 2 years old, adorable, smiling out at me. Of course, she's trying to, touch the keyboard and turn things off. But, yeah, of course she's named after the fucking Ramones. But we're not talking about the Ramones right now. We are talking about punk rock songs in movies or things from movies. And another one we're going to have to get to, especially with the original Misfits coming back to Jersey, we're going to do the Misfits because the Misfits get their name from Marilyn Monroe's last movie, titled The Misfits. Okay, so we're gonna get to the track, one of the more rarer tracks, Who Killed Marilyn. Tons of pop culture going on today's Pogo City Radio. So here's The Misfits with Who Killed Marilyn. Right, that was The Misfits with Who Killed Marilyn.
Yeah.
All right, Sheena, grabbing the mic out of my hands. You want to say hi, Sheena? Say hi.
Hi.
Little Sheena Grace. Sheena Grace Bedlam. You got anything else to say?
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
Hello.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, since Sheena's up here and she wants to hang out, I can't really do the show anymore, but we're almost at our hour. So let's see if I can think of a song off the top of my head to close out with that involves a movie somewhat. Jessica, can you take the baby, please? Sheena's on my lap. I got to get to the keyboard. All right, I got one. We're going to go with the Flatliners. All right. Now, the Flatliners, Nihilism in 99. I actually started off the show with the Flatliners, I think this track too, a couple of weeks ago, and Nihilism in 99, it's the intro starts with Shredder from the Ninja Turtles. You are here because the outside world rejects you. That's how the song starts off. So since I love the Ninja Turtles movie, there's also the bad kid who joins the Foot Clan in the Ninja Turtles movie back in the 90s. They fucking, the kid who joins the Foot Clan wearing a Sid Vicious shirt, like the whole goddamn movie. How awesome is that? And if you notice, always in the Ninja Turtles, it's always the bad guys, but all the bad guys always got some like punk rock flair to them, be it a mohawk or studded leather jackets, like Bebop and fucking Rocksteady, the fucking henchmen for Shredder. Yeah, I'm definitely a Ninja Turtles fan, by the way. But like them, before they turned them into those mutants, they were like thug punk rockers from the streets with like chains and mohawks and Ray-Bans and shit like that. So yeah, so it's just awesome. It's awesome. The Ninja Turtles are awesome, and I definitely own the Casualty shirt, which with the era of like my generation of the Turtles, the original Ninja Turtles, like all of them on there, except they all have the Casualty's hair and it says the Casualties instead of the Turtles in the Turtles font. So fucking awesome. I wanted that shirt forever, and then I was finally able to get it. Why the fuck can't I find the Flatliners fucking song I'm looking for?
I may have f***ed up here.
All right, fucking finally. Here it is. Okay, this is the Flatliners. We're going to be getting out of here. Please remember, guys, leave us a comment or a fucking rating. If you're on one of those sites where you can rate us, definitely leave us a 5-star rating. So, like, are you going to leave us a 5-star rating or are you going to be a liar? You know what I'm saying? Always sunny, you know what I mean?
Wow!
No wild card today. No wild card today. Just wanted to press the button and bring up some more pop culture references. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the Flatliners, Nihilism in 99.
You are here because the outside world rejects you. This is your battle. I want you all to become freaks of nature.
LogoCityRadio.com.